I am Joe Stone, and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. Welcome. Today we're doing what we've been doing for like the last month or two, which is hopping into season two of the show. Now, this is a little bit different from season one because what we're doing is going back through the catalog, picking out the most viral, the most crazy, the most entertaining videos that we recorded over the last year. Because, you know, we had like a catalog of over 800 videos. Crazy. I know I did that. Shout out to me. Anyway, and we're going through and just kind of just re-talking about them. Having a deeper dive, because when we brought this to the podcast, it was more of like bite-sized clips and, you know, just in the middle of compilations. So you may have heard some of these stories before or heard these videos before, but the difference is we get to actually kind of go through and just turn them over in our heads, talk about them and discuss it from different angles. I got with me today, and also it was just my opinion, you know, and I got with me today Sans. You'll probably remember her from season one. My co-host, she came on a lot of episodes with me. Loved having her on the show, so she's back today. We have Sister Harris. She's been rocking with us all season two. And then we have Sweets, who is the queen of the Atlanta lifestyle scene, you know, a.k.a. the sex party goddess. She's here with us as well. And so we're going to be turning up. I don't think we'll have any drama today. Last couple episodes, shit got out of hand. But we're going to be diving straight in. Now, these videos, all of them are crazy. These are some of the most... I feel like these videos is like when we were... When I was in like the prime of my growth phase on TikTok, like all these bitches was bangers back to back to back to back. And each one is crazier than the last. You won't be disappointed. And I'm not going to give you no more long drown out epilogue. We're just going to jump straight into it and hop into the first one. So here we go. I, a 31-year-old male, am in a submissive relationship with my girlfriend, a 28-year-old female, and I just realized she doesn't love me. Hey, better late than never. My girlfriend of 1.5 years and I have an FLR, which means a female-led relationship. That's a new one. It's basically a lifestyle fetish thing. Without being too specific, I basically have dedicated my entire life to making her happy in a seemingly selfish way. It's not really selfish, though, because I enjoy myself, but that's all I get from it. She controls all the finances. We only do stuff if she wants to do it. We never do what I want. Sex is only for her. I do all the chores, etc. The whole relationship is about double standards that benefit her and that don't benefit me, to put it simply. But that's just how our relationship is. I've struggled with it at times, but I enjoy it overall. I have a sciatica issue with my back. It's normally not that big of a deal, but over the weekend, it was totally agonizing and I had to go to the hospital. My girlfriend was completely unsupportive and didn't care about me at all. She told me to power through the pain, but I was rolling around in pain. It was clearly impossible. I called her by her first name by accident, and she yelled at me for being disrespectful. You can't even call your girlfriend by her first name. I had to drive myself to the hospital because she wouldn't let me use the phone. Oh, she don't realize that you are no longer playing the game here. Ain't you supposed to have a safe word for that? She was just completely annoyed about the whole thing. I think she told me that she hopes I catch the virus, but I wasn't sure. I was out of it as I was leaving the house. They gave me some muscle relaxers in the hospital and I'm doing better now, but I'm trying not to exert myself too much until the disc completely goes back into place. Also, while she does sometimes treat me badly as part of the role, she didn't seem to be doing that here. I mean, she knew it was serious, and I think she just revealed exactly how she felt. I always thought that even though we had this relationship, that she did actually care about me. But because the way our relationship was, it didn't come out much. She loved me in her own way, or so I thought. But these last days, I realized that actually she just views me as a literal servant. She doesn't care about me as a person. There's a healthy way to have a Hey, She don't. And look, I know what I was about to say. I'm gonna let the ladies hop in a second. But yeah, I think there, and I just want to make this clear before we get into the weeds and get lost in this. And I know Sweets could probably back me up on this. There is a healthy way to have a dom and sub relationship. That is completely a healthy way. What the fuck she's doing is not, though. That is not
100%. 100%.
Feel free to jump in. Way.
There is a healthy way to have a dom sub relationship. And there absolutely should be a safe word. However, in certain situations, in addition to being the lifestyle queen, as you call me, you know I'm a licensed massage therapist. So I'm an expert in anatomy, physiology, and pathology. And the word that you were saying is sciatica. Sciatica is the compression of the sciatic nerve in the low back, glutes, and hamstring muscles. And that causes excruciating pain. Excruciating. It can come out of nowhere. And when he said he was rolling around in pain, he probably was literally rolling around in pain. And so I don't care what kind of role play you have. I don't care what kind of situation is going on. You know when a partner or a friend or anybody that you care about is no longer playing, when they're in pain, when, you know what I mean? When it's beyond, oh, I need to hear you say a safe word in order for me to jump into action or in order for me to help you or show concern about you. So she probably literally does not care about him, if that was her reaction.
First of all, shout out to you with the coming through with the definitions and explanation. That was beautiful. We need that. I know, definitely, because I think that's a very important thing for people to understand. And I didn't even realize when I was reading it, like, I didn't know what it was. So I didn't really understand to, like, what degree. And so you're saying, like, there's no way that she could have been confused. She knew exactly.
She couldn't have been confused. And to your point, because I'm in the lifestyle and because people know me mostly as my lifestyle role, sometimes I have to pause it and let motherfuckers know, yes, I go to sex party. Yes, I'm a swinger. I do all that. But your girl is educated as well. So I just have to pause people sometimes. And I'm not talking about you, but
Hey, look, wrong with this. Hey, talk your shit. Hey, look, I'm not the guy that's gonna feel bad about you shining. Look, talk your shit, goddamn. Nah, definitely. And that's the thing. I think there's, like we was talking about, there's a definitely a healthy way to go about this. Now, personally, yes, this ain't my job. And I also, so this is the thing. What I think is going on in this situation is I feel like she is a lady who is just taking advantage of a man being into this. So she doesn't like him. She's not into him at all. She's not even into this type of, like, dom sub relationship. I think she's just in it for the benefits.
She found a cuckold.
Perfect. Perfect example. Exactly.
She found a cuckold. And a cuckold is somebody that doesn't mind being degraded or looked down on or taking an inferior role, so to speak. She found somebody that was with the shits and she's probably exploiting him at this point.
Yeah. And I think that's the other thing. I always wonder in situations like this, like, there's so many different ways that the lifestyle works. Not even the lifestyle, but, like, these different, like, I guess, what do you call them? What is
dynamics?
Dynamics is perfect word. Dynamics play. And there's also different motivating factors. Like, some people could be, you know, 60% I'm into this, and then, like, 40% I really just want to get my bills paid. You know what I'm saying? And she may be 5% into this in the beginning, but 95%, you know, I really don't respect this human being at all. I really can't stand him. And it sounds like she resents him, you know what I'm saying, because he does so much for her. I don't know. It just seems like a very disgusting situation. And guys, if you're in this, I suggest that you don't participate. And you're definitely not the asshole. Gina Harris, Brittany, what you got? Sands, what y'all got?
I feel like that was just a toxic person, and he attached himself to, like, you know, a very evil-spirited person, because she don't even care about, she's been in a relationship with him for over a year, and you don't even show any concern to when he's in pain. Like, you know what pain looks like to him. You've been with him for a while. Y'all been doing this role for a long time. So you mean to tell me it's not one time where you can show compassion? He got to get up out of that.
And I hate to be small-minded, but I always feel like it's very hard for a woman to, like, and I always want to, this is very small parts of the population to a certain extent, but, like, so this is not, like, a common thing, but I think in a general sense, it's hard for a woman to, like, have respect for a man, I think, in that type of situation. I would believe, like, I don't know, I think there's, like, an intrinsic level of disrespect almost that kind of goes with that.
I agree with you. Women might not respect them, but you can still appreciate them for, you know, submitting to you and giving you a sort of control. Because when you're a dom, them being a sub, they still have control, you know, and you have control too. It's just in a different dynamic. They're allowing you to do that to them. So you should appreciate that you have somebody you can do that to get, you know, get your traumas off or your fun off or your rocks off, you know? So you still have to have some type of appreciation for your sub.
No, definitely. Hey.
Yeah.
I just think it's a whole, he just needs to leave her alone. He needs to leave her alone. I personally suffer from sciatica sometimes, so it's like I understand that pain. And what it just sounds like is she just doesn't care at all. Like, he's like, I don't think that she loves me. No, she just don't care. She don't care at all.
No, I agree. Let me see. That was, if anybody else got something to say, feel free to talk. I'm looking at the comments.
I was going to say, back to what Brittany said, subs absolutely do. Like you said, they do have control within the dom sub relationship. And that's part of the thrill, from what I understand, is the sub being strong enough to give up control. It's not that subs are weak or weak-minded or they don't have a backbone or they don't care about themselves. It's literally a choice for them to give up control and trust to somebody and enjoy that role. So Brittany, like, definitely kudos to you for bringing definitely. That point up.
And that's the thing, because you're giving up control contextually. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, at the end of the day, there's supposed to be a safe word. There's supposed to be boundaries. And those boundaries are discussed beforehand, you know, usually if you're doing it the right way. And also, in case things come up, you have a backup plan, which is your safe word. And it just seems like this is not that. This was not handled healthily. This was not handled in a positive way. I think that he gets off on this. And this is the other thing. First of all, a lot of men, I'm going to just throw this out here in general, getting off topic a little bit. A lot of men are in female-led relationships, and y'all niggas not even playing. It's not a role. Matter of fact, you're not even trying to do it on purpose. You just bad at your job. You're just bad at this. And you in a female-led relationship, and the average woman is dealing with this type of shit, and y'all let that shit happen because you got low self-esteem, not understanding that this woman that is using you maybe for your money or maybe for the things that you're doing for her. Like, you know the guys. Y'all know the guys. Y'all know the guys. I just want to eat your pussy. I don't want nothing. Let me just come on. That guy, bro, you don't want to just eat her pussy. That's what they say. But the truth is that you just don't think enough of yourself to believe you deserve more than that. Or that if you just told her what you really wanted, that she would respond to it in a positive manner. What I'm here to tell you is that is not the way to go through life. Don't, if you are into being submissive to a woman, I am not knocking you at all. I'm completely supportive of that if that's what you are into. But I think we're moving past that. And I think there are a lot of men in female-led relationships, and you guys are just participating in these types of dynamics on whatever level because you just don't think you can do better. And that's simp shit, and you guys can do better. I'm just saying. You don't play yourself.
And to add on to that, aftercare is important.
Ooh, talk that.
Once you're finished doing a role, aftercare should be where you talk about it, know what side you want to be on, and if you like it or what you want more or want less of. So when you keep adding on to doing it in the bedroom, the next time, everybody is on board. And what I would like to say is aftercare is very important, because once you do your kinky role play, you got to bring the relationship back to normalcy. You know, you got to reboot it. You know, this is where you talk about your emotional and physical needs and, you know, how y'all feel, and if they need some water, caress them. Because it takes a lot to do kinky stuff, you know, so you got to switch those roles, because that might not be who you are outside of that bedroom role, you know, so you got to reboot it and bring it back. So it seems like they don't have any aftercare in their relationship. Once that role happens, she just keeps on going and just lets it fall off whenever she feels like it. She's very toxic. She's a toxic dom, in my opinion.
And that's the other thing, guys, and this is game, ladies. This is game. You know, for a lot of people who participate in the lifestyle, for a lot, the aftercare could be the most important part to them. Like, you know what I'm saying? So don't neglect that part at all. Like, don't think that's just something you got to do. And especially for the guys, you know, if you participate, be present. And I would say, like, be respectful. What's the word I'm looking for? Be considerate. You know, a lot of times we aren't the most considerate people. Be considerate, especially if someone opens up to you, man, woman, whatever you're doing in your bedroom. Be considerate of that person and take the time to give them the aftercare. Because some people, that's the part that really gets their rocks off. That's the part that they'll go through the fucking other shit just so that they can have that part. So you never know what part of the experience resonates with them the most. So take care to, you know, do that with the same enthusiasm you had when you were doing other things that you liked.
That is 100% true. That's where some people, that's where they know they're really loved or really cared for, because they know you see them as a person. You see them as they are and not just as a means to get gratification.
100%. Oh, let me get to the comments. So this only had like 100,000 views on it, but had a lot of comments. So the first comment, no, seriously, do they not have a safe word? Facts. This is 100% abusive. In a real and ethical DS relationship, both parties' well-beings are important. Communication and boundaries are a must and must be set. Shout out to them. As a service sub, I will say leave. Hey, we got them in the comments. What's popping? That's not a kink. That's just abuse. Facts. Yes, the dom gets to give orders and use the toys on the sub, but at the end of the day, subs have all the power because of the safe word sync. Hey, look at that. We on point. Hey, we all aligned. Like, check that out. And look, for the people listening, they didn't read the comments before this, so we were pretty on point. The co-host didn't. So, how do I listen to these every day? But you always got stories I haven't read or seen yet. What's the secret? Hey, man, I ain't giving y'all the sauce. Bro needs help. I'm worried about him. Facts. He does all the chores. He doesn't get to desire where to go, and he can't call her by her first name. Kind of sounds like a bad mom. Wait, what? He does all the chores. He doesn't get to desire where to go, and he can't call her by her first name. Kind of sounds like a bad mom. That's the best comment ever. He deserves everything he's going through and belongs to the, and she belongs to the streets. Well, okay, I'm not gonna say he deserves it, but I will say, hey, man, at a point, maybe that's a bad thing. You know what? I was about to say that if you a grown ass man and you letting a woman treat you like this, that you know, you kind of do deserve it after a certain point. Like, you know better, like, after you realize that this... And I get it. Maybe you didn't understand in the beginning, you know, how she felt about you. But now that you do understand how she feels about you, it is up to you to leave. If you accept that behavior, then you are co-signing it. But at the same time, if this was a woman, I wouldn't say that, right? Still an abusive relationship. So I'm going to say, I hope you get the help that you need. And if you are in a situation like this, you should do your best to... find your way out, because you can do better and you deserve better. And if you sit around and let someone do this to you, they will. You know, it's an advantageous position for her. She ain't gonna call it quits. It works. Goddamn. All right, we're gonna hop into the next video. Anybody want to say anything before we move on?
Nope.
All right, bet.
No.
Okay, cool. Let's hop. Okay, now we're gonna do an action-packed episode. Oh, yeah. This one's my... Yeah, let's do this one. My fiance, a 36-year-old female, did not want to sign a prenup with me, a 33-year-old male, but she just inherited $800,000 and now she wants a prenup. Am I the asshole for having a problem with this? Oh, so when she didn't have no money, it's we don't need a prenup. Now that she got some money, we need a prenup. I make around $250,000 a year. My fiance makes around $65,000 a year. We've both been divorced, so I asked for a prenup protecting my existing assets. Two rental properties worth around $400,000 together, my retirement account, my house which I live in, existing savings account, and just sentimental things. I offered to pay a lawyer for her and make everything earned after the wedding fair game and a divorce split. In my previous divorce, my ex took a lot that I had before we even met each other and took a lot of things with sentimental value just to hurt me. I floated the idea of a prenup and she was not okay with it. Red flag. It hurt her feelings and she said I was planning for a divorce if I want a prenup. She had this idea that when we marry, everything becomes ours. We've been dating for 4 years and had very few bumps, so I don't see a super high risk of divorce, but I do acknowledge it's there. Anyway, I love her. And I said, sure. So you gave up on trying to get a prenup because she told you that y'all don't need one, even though you both have been divorced. Sounds sketchy. Fast forward a couple of months. Her grandmother abruptly died. Wasn't expected. Grandmother was quite healthy before and she had a heart attack. Apparently, the grandmother left the entire estate to her, worth roughly $800,000. Now, the tables have turned and she wants a prenup protecting these assets from me, which I was fine with, but she doesn't want to sign my prenup in return for that. Her reasoning is that her grandmother wouldn't have wanted her wealth to leave her direct family, and there's a reason why it was all left to her and not her siblings or parents, and that the prenup must not have been important to me because I threw out the idea after minimal pushback. I'm at a loss here. In one regard, I'm glad we had prenup discussions because it brought out these sides of us. But I'm really wondering if this four-year relationship that has been full of nothing but love and support for each other until now is even salvageable. She's not willing to budge on her own prenup like I was, and I'm finding this whole situation very frustrating. I want to start this off by saying that, yes, my personal opinion, I think she's full of shit. But also, men, this is the reason why you have to be careful on what hills you decide to not die on. Because, again, and this is not planned. I actually picked these videos on the spot. Like, I got, like, a batch of them, but I didn't plan to put these videos. But, again, we have a lack of respect. But the lack of respect started at home. It started with himself, inside himself. He should have never been okay with, this woman is going to tell your dumb ass that you don't need to get a prenup, even though you are a divorcee and she is a divorcee. But you are so fucking malleable. You're so little of a man that you let her to convince. What? How the fuck? You already lost a lot. You've already took wounds. You already learned this lesson. But what you going to do? The dumb shit. Why? Because I think, unbeknownst to women, I think men in general love much harder than women. When men actually are in love, I think we love 10 times harder than women. And this is not, I don't know. I'm we got three women here. They can disagree if they feel like it, but that's how I feel. And I feel like he was willing to throw away his wealth, what he fought for, take the same L all over again. And now when the negotiations are flipped around, she's looking at him like, bitch, will you fold it? I'm not folding. And that's your fault for folding in the beginning. You should have stood your ground and you should have made it known that you weren't going to go into a contract, because a marriage is a contract. We're not, because if that's the case, then we don't even need to get married. We can have a religious service if this ain't about any legalities. If it's not about us not signing a contract between me, you, and the government, we don't have to do that shit. But no, you want the contract with the government, so let's do this so that I don't get fucked at the end of the day. Look. And as you can see, when the tables are turned, she is much more of a man than he ever was in that situation. I think that if he makes her choose between the money that her grandmother left her and being in a relationship with him, she's going to choose the money, because most women value security more than they do love. Unfortunately, and men don't have that same problem, or that, not even say problem, we don't have that same position now, because men don't love women or don't look into women for security, at least not in that way. But I just think this is a terrible situation. It's very, and the thing is, she's in the wrong, but you played yourself. You can't even be mad at her. You took advantage of yourself. She right. She absolutely right. Absolutely. You folded. It wasn't important to you, because you wasn't ready to die about that shit. I bet she gonna die about the legacy of her family. So, I don't know. I got a problem with weak men. Ladies, feel free.
I want to say that must be the lady from the previous episode. She found the man to marry.
Hey, Frank.
She out here doing the game dirty. We gotta find out who she is.
Bitch, where you finding these niggas?
She is finding all of them. You hear me? Leave us a review,
she
lady.
She need this to leave you. Me one. Damn.
You know? Damn, she taking all of them. God damn. Around this motherfucker. Nah, but at the same time, she like, the other lady got some money. I'm going to get some money, too. So you not signing no prenup with me. You let that other motherfucker get that money. So, you know, people do that. That's just like women not supposed to tell their new relationships how badly they were treated in their last ones. This is game, ladies. Because the man is going to be like, oh, you let that happen to you? You better not say nothing when I do it to you. But I'm not going to do that to you. Just, you know what I mean? So it's the same thing. He should have never said nothing about him.
Hey, ladies,
I'm
going to give you game. Every time a woman told me the stupid shit she did with another man, I'd be like, damn, so you that stupid? Like, I ain't even going to cap. Like, there's never been a time when a woman says that kind of shit to you and you'd be like, damn, you don't give a fuck about yourself.
Exactly. So don't tell them anything, ladies. I mean, not like that. Just like whatever was done dirty to you, keep that to yourself. Only talk about the good things that were done to you, so he know what levels of respect you do like.
Ooh, that's game. I ain't gonna lie. That's the hard. Hey, that is game. I never thought about it that way, because that is true. If you tell,
how you do one without the other though?
I'm telling you, don't do it. Just do one.
I think what Brittany is saying is not to necessarily, and let's be clear, men and women. She's not saying mislead, high, or lie. What she's saying is, if we're just meeting each other and we're first getting to know each other, I think when we start getting asked about relationships, we have a propensity to probably tell our, you know, worst stories, maybe not the best stories, and maybe just focusing on the positive so that they understand that this is the way that you expect to be treated at the very least. And then, of course, as you have conversations, as you grow in a relationship, as you communicate more, you know, you're going to express the things that you went through. You're going to tell them about your past. But I think setting that tone off top, and especially since the first impression that a person gets of you is the impression that it's almost impossible to change. Whoever a person thinks you are in the beginning, it takes a lot for them to change their mind later. So when you do give them that information later, you have already kind of set the cognitive tone for your relationship and how you want to be treated moving forward. Sweets, what you got?
Brittany is telling y'all, don't give a motherfucking ammunition. Plain and simple. And she is absolutely right, because I told a friend, now I knew, I've been knowing him for like 20, 25 years, and I told him some stupid shit I did. He literally laughed at me while we were having the conversation. He was like, "You did that?" I was just like, "Yo, did he just laugh at me?" He really laughed at me and let me know that that was some stupid shit. And thank God it was a friend and not a potential mate or a potential partner, because that's absolutely probably what they would have been thinking too. So Brittany is correct. It's not saying that you have to hide anything or not be honest, but some stuff you don't need to be giving up that information, especially if you look back and realize like, damn, that really do sound stupid. Just picture if you heard that from somebody else. Her coochie must be good if, oh boy, folded off the prenup that easy. And now she's saying that she not sharing. Should the relationship go wrong? She's an asshole.
And then this is the crazy part.
Period.
But hold on. Let me tell you, because I didn't even catch this to the second time I listened to this video, which was now. It wasn't even at the end. He said that he would sign her prenup. So he would sign a prenup where she got to keep the $800K. But even if he decided to sign that, she still wouldn't sign his. So that
she still wouldn't sign
come
his.
On, bro. Like, like, that's a different thing. Like, I get it if she, like, if, like, I could understand it if he wouldn't sign hers. You telling me you still ain't gonna let my nigga make it? God damn. So yeah, 100%. I'm with y'all on that one. Like, but while we on the topic of game, guys, it's the same thing with ladies. You know, that first impression is very important. The things that you say are very important. A lot of you guys go in talking about all the things you're gonna buy and do and da 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 da. Don't do none of that shit. Don't. That's a horrible plan, nigga. And also, cause first of all, you don't want to raise the bar too goddamn high, cause you can't reach that motherfucker. Second of all, you don't want her looking at you like a trick, because a lot of women, she may have liked you, but if you paint yourself out as a trick, she'd be like, I guess we got a trick now. So, you know, it goes on both sides, man. Anything else, guys? Anything else, ladies?
No, that was good.
Let me see. I got some comments that we're going to hop into real quick. Okay, cool. So, this video had like 220,000 views on the first part and about 137,000 views on the second part. Let's see. The first comment with 421 likes. Wow, she tripping. Okay. Facts. Don't marry her. I would advise my son not to marry her at all. She has shown who she really is. It is not going to end well no matter what. Facts. Sign it. That $800K will disappear. You'll still be making... Nigga, what? I don't know what the fuck they talking about. Don't do none of that shit. I can see the fresh cut. Thank you. everything before marriage is separate property already in most states, so it's not needed for that purpose. That's a problem, only because you wouldn't sign for him. Prenups are fine, smart even for men and women. And that's the other thing. It's not it's not a sexist thing. It's a good idea for both parties. If you sign it for her grandmother's estate, she has to sign yours. Facts. And that's a lady. I bet. So let me see the next part. Okay. This isn't even a red flag. It's like the whole sky turning red. Don't do it, bro. Keep your heart. 3 stacks. Just keep your heart. Nah, if he signed it, he has to sign his too. Then maybe think about getting a divorce. Nigga, yeah, don't get married. Stay in a relationship, but don't get married. Simple. Call off the wedding. She ain't ready and you didn't know her. Facts. She got some money and she doesn't want to share hers, but wants his. Facts. Okay, so basically everybody's on the same page. No crazy outliers on this one. So definitely, she is definitely the a-hole. Protect yourself, marriage. And this is the thing. I hate the idea of like us reducing love and marriage to like, you know, finances and number values. But I mean, unfortunately, this is the way the dating game is played, a relationship game is played these days. And we got to abide by the rules. And there's people who will take advantage of you. And, you know, you invite the government into your relationship. This is the kind of shit that happens. But yeah, definitely stay safe, men and women, ladies and gentlemen. You know, keep your financial best interests at heart. Don't let nobody talk you into something that you are not comfortable with. Have the courage and the respect for yourself to stand up for yourself. You are your biggest proponent. If you will not stand up for you, then who the fuck will? You know, and that's men and women. I'm glad that we, you know, unfortunately the guys was looking pretty bad today, but it's a beautiful thing to see women in positions of power. Cause these were some bad bitches. But I need you niggas to understand that, you know, this only happens, and no matter how big, how strong you are, if you allow someone to treat you any kind of way, then that's what you are co-signing, and it will continue to happen, and, you know, pretty much it. So, I am Joe Stone. This is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. We are signing out. If you don't mind, leave us a 5-star rating or whatever podcast app you listen to the podcast on. It does mean a lot. It does do a lot. And leave us a comment as well. I really do appreciate those. If you want to join our mailing list, there is a link in the description of this episode. Make sure you can go there. You can click it. You can put your email in. And you can also leave a comment so I can know, you know, how you guys feel about the new show, how you feel about the co-host, the guests, the recent drama, the things that's been going on. A lot of shit's been going on, man. Let us know. We would love to hear some feedback, and we appreciate you being a part of the show and supporting us so much. And again, I am Joe Stone, and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast.